Today we're cleaning a Reese patch using Groove Pool Tricks enabled in Live 12, and we're doing it the DNB way. So not by making it sterile, not by flattening the character. We're keeping the grime, the movement, the attitude, but getting it to sit properly with a jungle break, the kick, the snare, and the sub. That's the real goal here. A Reese can sound huge in solo and still be a mess in the drop. In jungle and old school DNB, that happens all the time. The bass takes up too much low mid space. It smears the snare, and suddenly the whole groove feels heavy in the wrong way. So instead of just echoing endlessly, we're going to resample the bass, use Groove Pool timing to shape its feel, and clean up the phrase so it locks into the drums without losing its bite. Start with a Reese that already has usable movement. You don't need to overbuild it. A simple synth patch with two detuned voices, a little filter movement, and enough harmonic content to survive resampling is perfect. Use something like Wavetable, Analog, or Operator. Keep it dark, but not dead. If you're layering a sub, make sure the Reese itself isn't carrying too much low-end weight. You want the Reese to live in the mids and upper bass, while the sub stays disciplined and stable. Before you do anything else, print it to audio, freeze and flatten, or resample it onto a new audio track. Give yourself at least 4 bars, and honestly, 8 bars is even better if you want to hear how the groove breathes across a real phrase. Make sure the clip starts cleanly on the bar, and make sure you leave headroom. If the print is already clipping or sounding harsh before you even begin, stop there and fix the source. Groove editing won't rescue a bad render. A really useful habit here is to keep 2 versions from the start, the raw print and the cleaned version. That way, when your ears adapt, you still have a proper A/B reference. That alone can save you from overworking the sound. Now bring in the drum context first. Don't clean the bass in solo and hope it works later. Drop in the break or drum loop that this Reese is going to live with. In jungle and old school DNB, the drums are usually the personality of the track. The bass needs to respect that. You want a loop with a strong snare, some ghost notes, and enough top-end shuffle that the groove has character. What to listen for here is simple. Does the bass mask the snare? Does it blur the ghost notes? Does it create a blanket in the low mids? If the answer is yes, you're not done. A Reese can sound exciting by itself and still be wrong in context. In this style, context is everything. Now for the fun part. The groove pool. In Ableton Live 12, extract a groove from the actual break if you can. That's usually the best choice for jungle, because you're borrowing the timing DNA from the drums themselves. That's why this works in DNB. You're not just swinging the bass randomly. You're making it speak the same rhythmic language as the break, which is exactly what gives old school DNB that sampled, living, pushed and pulled feel. If you want a more controlled option, you can use a subtle swing groove from another drum clip or a preset, but keep it light. As a starting point, keep timing around 10 to 35%. Keep random very low at first, maybe 0 to 8%. If you're working with a percussive bass phrase, small velocity changes can help, but don't go crazy. The idea is to clean the phrase, not make it drunk. Drag that groove onto the resampled Reese clip, or assign it in the clip settings. Then audition it against the drums. Don't just ask, does it groove now? Ask, does it sit in the pocket without stepping on the snare? That's the real test. What to listen for now is whether the snare still feels forward. If the bass starts sounding late, sleepy or dragged off the grid, the groove is too heavy. In DNB, especially jungle, you usually want the bass to feel slightly behind or around the beat, not so loose that it loses urgency. The moment the groove makes the drop feel lazy, back it off. If the bass is more sustained than chopped, the groove may affect the phrase more than individual hits. That's fine. You're still shaping how the line answers the drums. And if the bass has sharper note starts, even tiny timing shifts can make a huge difference. So work conservatively first. Once the groove is sitting well, zoom in on the waveform and check the entrances. If a note or two are fighting the drums, use slight warp adjustments or small nudges to support the groove. Keep this minimal. We're not trying to turn it into a perfectly quantized loop. We want it to still feel sample-based and human. A slightly imperfect bass onset often sounds better in DNB, because it leaves the break intact. A good workflow trick here is to work in short chunks. Loop 2 bars, not 8, while you're editing. Fix one phrase, then copy that working section forward. That keeps you from polishing an entire arrangement before you know the first 4 bars actually work. Now let's clean the low end properly. This is where the clean part really happens. A groove can improve timing, but it cannot solve frequency conflicts. Use a simple chain like EQ8, saturator, and utility, or auto filter, drum bus, and EQ8. If the Reese is sharing space with a separate sub, high pass the res around 80 to 120 HE, depending on the sound. Then cut a bit of low mid mud if needed, somewhere around 180 to 350 HC. Add a touch of saturation, just enough to stabilize the harmonics and help it read on smaller systems. Then use utility to keep the low end centered and check mono behavior. This is crucial in DNB. The sub should stay boring and solid. The interesting movement belongs in the mid-range. If the low end is too wide or too cloudy, the groove won't feel like movement anymore. It'll feel like smear. If the bass still feels blunt after that, the answer is usually harmonic control, not more groove, a slightly harder saturation print, a more focused filter shape, or a cleaner split between sub and res will often do more than another round of timing edits. You want the res to support the sub, not compete with it. A really strong trick for jungle-style bass is to split the res into two layers after resampling. One layer can carry the dirty mid-range movement. The other can carry a more stable lower harmonic body. Then you can let the dirty layer take more groove or phrase variation, while the lower layer stays steadier. That separation often sounds bigger and cleaner than forcing one clip to do everything. At this point, decide what the bass is supposed to be doing in the drop. This is a big one. A clean res in DNB is not clean because it's pristine. It's clean because it has a clear job. It either owns the midrange, while the sub stays disciplined, or it behaves like a rhythmic shadow to the drums. If you can't explain that in one sentence, you'll keep tweaking forever. So make a choice. Do you want jungle chop, or smoother rolling pulse? If you want the jungle and old school chop vibe, shorten the phrase lengths, let the groove influence be stronger, and make the bass feel like it's answering the break. That's the raw, reactive, sampled energy. It works brilliantly with chopped snares and busy hats. If you want a cleaner roller pulse, keep the notes longer, use the groove more lightly, and let the bass breathe around the grid. That's better for darker rollers, where the drums are already active and the bass needs to be more stable and mix-friendly. Neither choice is wrong. The right one depends on the job and the arrangement. If the tune needs urgency and character, go chopped. If it needs weight, clarity, and DJ usability, keep it cleaner. That decision alone can save you hours. Now do a mono check. Seriously, don't skip that. Collapse the bass and listen. If the res turns hollow, facey, or weak in mono, narrow the width on the res layer, tidy up any stereo low mid smear, and keep the sub separate and centered. In club systems, low-end phase issues get exposed immediately. A bass that feels massive in headphones but falls apart in mono is not a win. What to listen for here is whether the bass still feels powerful when the width disappears. The groove should still read. The snare and kick should still have space. If everything disappears when summed to mono, the bass needs more discipline. Now place the cleaned res in an actual arrangement. Don't just sit in loop mode forever. Give it a real drop shape. Maybe the first four bars are the main phrase. Then the next four bars lose a note, tighten a tail, or shift one hit to create space. In the second eight bars, introduce a slightly different groove amount or a filtered variation. That's how you keep the bass from turning into wallpaper. In jungle and old school DNB, arrangement payoff often comes from small changes in phrasing, not giant sound changes. A clean res can carry a whole drop if the motion evolves intelligently. And here's a good reminder, if the bass only works when the drums are muted, it's not arranged yet. It needs to make sense in context. A smart habit is to test the bass with just the snare first, then the full break. The snare is usually the boss in this kind of music. If the bass obscures the crack of the snare, the groove is too thick or too late. Also, mute the hats briefly. If the res only feels exciting when the top loop is on, then the bass itself isn't strong enough rhythmically. These little checks reveal a lot fast. There are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't apply too much groove, or the bass starts feeling lazy. Don't clean the bass in solo. Don't leave too much sub inside the grooved layer. Don't choose a groove source that doesn't fit the record. And don't overwiden the res before you've cleaned it up. Those are the classic traps. If the res is still too blunt after cleanup, lean into harmonic distortion a little more. If it still feels too loose, reduce the groove before touching EQ again. Timing problems should be solved as timing problems first. For darker and heavier DNB, the best bass lines usually respect the drums instead of fighting them. Let the groove come from the break, not from random humanization. Use subtle onset delay if you want menace. Keep the very low end plain and solid. Put the movement in the mids. Leave negative space around the snare. That space is part of the impact. And if you want progression, don't automatically make the bass louder in the second drop. Often a better move is slightly more groove tension, slightly tighter note placement, or a little more harmonic bite. Same sound, more intent, that keeps the track recognizable while still escalating energy. So here's the core of it. Resample the Reese first. Use groove pool movement from the actual break if possible. Keep the sub separate and mono. Clean the low mids with EQ and harmonic control, not over grooving. Decide whether you want chop jungle energy or a cleaner roller pulse. Check the bass against the drums, and check it in mono. Then commit it once the phrase feels right and move on with the track.